podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Great news. They're taking it back.
To the old school?
Or they're taking it. They're taking control.
Who's they?
Millennials and Gen Zs.
Yeah?
And they're taking nudism back.
Oh.
You see this?
I saw some footage yesterday getting around.
Where's the footage?
Yeah, no, I saw some footage and I thought, okay, there you go. Yeah. Is it because, you know, you're moving? Is that kind of what everyone does as they move into the next phase?
As you get older and wrinklier, you're like, hey, people will want to see this.
Yeah, exactly.
Boomer's got a monopoly on naturist events and venues across the country. Makes sense.
Mm. Have
you ever been sort of Point Impossible, White's Beach Way?
I haven't, but Lingy always talks about it. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he puts the white in White's Beach, obviously. Yeah, no, it's just old dudes, really. Just, you know, some in the bushes, some not.
Yeah.
But not anymore. No, in 2026, a new wave of Gen Z and millennial women are embracing nudism, challenging the stronghold of the community by older generations and shunning the stigma that the lifestyle is a gateway to promiscuity by attending specially convened cruises. Oh, it's a cruising thing.
No, I saw people as well in a beach and like having a good time. So obviously they're on a cruise. Here's how we can make cruises worse.
Yeah.
Every surface be touched by a nude ass.
Oh my God.
My God. Are you serious? Let's sit at the buffet.
And that'll help with the germs.
Do you ever like go into the toilet and you're like, it's like, nah, I don't even want to go there. But it's just like, I don't want to smell. I feel like the clothing is between your stuff getting in my stuff, and it's just.
We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Where's the line with putting toilet paper on the seat? How public is a public toilet?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know.
Brendan Jones founded Get Naked Australia 10 years ago.
Sure, why though, Brendan? Newly divorced, Brendan,
I'd say. To encourage more young people to join the lifestyle.
Oh, please. Only 22 and under, if that's okay.
Yeah, with me, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, he's only 36, so he would have been 26 at the time.
Yeah.
He sounds like a bit of fun.
Yeah, sure.
Nude hikes, camping trips, and spa nights. Nude hikes. Downhill's not so bad. It's just uphill in a line.
Oh, I don't get people. I don't get it.
Barry, how have you got three of those hiking poles?
You know when you fall and you just grab onto the first thing?
Yeah, grab this, Tanya. This will stabilise you.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Do you know what I love more than anything is filling out a form, okay? Especially if you have to go to like a specialist or something like that and it's like, hey, we need documentation of every tablet you've ever taken in your life.
Can't tell if you're being sarcastic, but I think you might be.
Yeah, because it seems like I would because I'm into data, you know? But this is the thing that gets me. Explain this to me.
Yep.
When you fill out the 17 pages of paperwork, if you're going to a specialist or something, and it's like, what operations have you had and what medications have you been on? And have you ever had a weird dream about being stuck in a house and you don't really know what happened, but you just kept going back to that dream?
And then you kiss your brother?
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to make your dream weird, man. Get on with the story.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah, good.
Well done, you. Disgusting. Anyway, and so you go through and you put down, I don't know, about 5 hours of your day to fill all this out.
Yeah, right? Makes sense.
And then you get to the appointment and they're like, oh, can you just fill out this paper one? And I'm like, because I've done the online one.
Shouldn't you have all that?
Sometimes our systems don't quite matter. You know what? I don't want to be one of these people. I see the signs. Don't be angry to our staff. Yeah. And I will not.
Yeah, respect is important.
Respect. It's not your fault. No. It's the system.
It's the system.
Give me the paper one. I'm more than happy to
do that.
You're
the messenger.
Yeah. So you fill that one out. And then you get to the appointment and you sit there.
Yeah.
And the doctor's like, so, why are you here and what's your history?
I have.
So,
Short of chiseling it in stone, I don't know how many other formats I can give you this information.
So I just ask.
Yeah.
If we're not looking at it, if we're not referring to it, then why do we need it?
Well, they might need to go back to it. If you once you leave, they might go, what, remember that weird woman who was talking about kissing her boyfriend, her brother?
Can you, you've ruined it.
Right?
You've ruined this.
Okay. You talk about the forms or this what we're talking about?
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So big, long weekend, busy, lots of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Popped to Little River on Friday.
Nice.
Cricket club. Apparently they have a Good Friday auction every year.
Oh.
First time hearing of it.
Yeah. What were they auctioning off? Cattle?
No, they... Great. That's a valid question. No, no, they bring everyone brings lots of stuff and they put a plonk.
Do you mean like heaps of stuff or you mean lots as
lots,
in like...
Like auction lots.
Auction lots,
like
yeah.
Little piles of stuff. It's like a trash and treasure sort of thing.
Oh, nice.
But then like there's a roving sort of auction that goes from lot to lot to lot to lot and people just follow.
I've got the Mummy 1, 2 and 3 DVDs going now. $5, $5. That
literally
kind of,
that kind of thing. I reckon I actually saw the Mummy DVDs. But it's like furniture and stuff. And so we're wandering around and Goldie falls in love with this little blue balance bike. And I'm like, yep, cool. No worries. She's like, Dad, can I have it? I was like, well, there's a whole process, darling. I can't promise anything, but yeah, all right, I'll give it a go.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
No, you go.
When you mean a balance bike, do you mean a bike with training wheels or do you mean like a bike for exercise?
No, no. I mean, so a kid's balance bike is one that doesn't have pedals. They just—it's like a bike. It's a small
that they
bike.
They use with the power of their mind.
They use with their legs. Balance. They balance it with their legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So they're called balance bikes. Okay. So anyway,
she'd be on a bike though now.
Yeah,
she?
But she doesn't have a balance bike.
Oh,
so she's
right.
Like,
okay. Cool.
I love this. Can I have this, Dad?
Yeah.
And
nice.
I was like, yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Sure. How much can it cost me? Right. How much can it cost me? Anyway.
You are a bargain dude too.
I am. Yeah, mate. Take me over to the markets like I went to Thailand. Wow.
Yeah. You will literally drill people for their livelihood.
I know,
just to
right?
save.
Wow.
Yeah.
That just came out of me. It's crazy. I just didn't know where that came from.
Yeah.
So I had to like get back up with my crutches, had to get up to the clubhouse to buy a number so I could bid. And then I'd get back down there and then she's riding around on this bike. I'm like, honey, don't ride it too far away because the auction hasn't come around again.
Yet, also, right? I don't think you can ride
the merchandise.
Yeah, I feel like I'll be like, get off.
I disagree because you got to test ride it, yeah?
Yeah, but then it's kind of like, okay, give other people a go.
Yeah.
Like, that is such a Lewis move.
It was in a pile of like, there's a big thing of toys that was the next lot over. And then there was a pile of like four bikes, one of which was the balance bike. Mm. And then there was some furniture or whatever. So that's how the lots were sort of rolling through. And we went through the toys and they sold the toys. And the bidding starting at like $1.
Okay.
So it's not cool. But when they did the toys, because it was like a tub and like some, it's like a toy dollhouse and all this stuff, and like, all right, for all the toys, $1. And I go, hang on. And I thought, oh, maybe I could bid because those toys look pretty sick. But I didn't, right? So I hadn't done it yet. I was a little bit shy, a little bit nervous my first year there, you know?
I know.
And so then I was like, oh, okay. So if they're selling everything in that lot all as one, surely it'd be like they'll go through the bikes individually. And they get to the lot with the bikes. I'm like, all right, all four bikes. What do we got? I'm like, I don't need four kids' bikes.
No.
I just want this one little blue balance bike.
Yeah.
How much for the lot? Oh, God. All right. We're in now. $5. Here we go. $5. $6. All right. We're back and forth.
Yeah.
I'm there with my mate Jackson. He's bidding on my behalf as well.
Nice.
Like, come on, mate. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going up against another guy. Gets up to $20. That's my final bid. $20?
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought. Like, probably if I bought it on Marketplace, I'd probably spend anywhere up to $20 for this balance bike for G anyway.
Yeah.
So, sure enough, win.
Oi!
Because that's what I do.
Yes.
Winner.
Yeah.
And then said to the guy, what bikes do you want? Because we just want the blue one.
Yeah.
The guy was like, yeah, cool, I'll take two and I'll give you $10. So we split it.
Oh, see, that's community in action.
Yeah. So I left with two children's bikes.
Yeah.
And also a record player that I... I was going to go and pay for the bikes, and then I was like, oh, I don't mind that. And then I got into that as well. Nice. $25 for two bikes and a record player.
Wow.
I will see you next Good Friday.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy say thanks.
Married at First Sight. It's basically wrapped up. We have a reunion show still to come. But yes. Last night there was plenty of drama, and it involved, well, someone being dumped in the forest,
mm-hmm.
and also someone being dumped in what looked like a haunted mansion,
yeah.
with smoke machines. Yeah. The man who did that dumping was Dave.
Yes.
And he walked off and gave Ali nothing, much like when we tried to interview him last week.
Yeah, well.
And the phone... He just hung up.
He did.
He hung up on Ali like he hung up on us.
Yeah.
But we won't, unlike Ali, we won't hold it against you.
Hello,
good morning,
Dave.
Mate.
I'm so sorry. I literally can't believe it. As soon as you guys were like, we're about to introduce David, lost connection.
Yeah, that's the
worst. Oh, we barely talked about it. Don't worry.
Oh, no. I feel like there's a grudge low-key. Yeah. You guys might walk off on me.
Never. But speaking of lost connections, I mean, was it ever really there with you two on the show?
I think there was moments where I felt like it was there. But, you know, looking back and watching back on the show, you know, I feel like, you know, I don't know how it was really for Alyssa. I know I came onto the experiment 1,000% wanting to be a different man to what I was in the past, being calm, being someone that, you know, listened. It's all stuff that I worked on because of not having success in previous relationships. So I was hoping that in this experiment, no matter who they put in front of me, I was going to, you know, be the best man I could be.
Mm.
So yeah, I thought there was moments where, you know, it was real for us.
Hang on, I'll get you to hang on the line. Don't hang up, Dave, because I'm about to play a little bit of the dumping last night.
Hang on, let's have a listen.
Here we go.
I'm not walking away because I stopped loving you, Alyssa. I'm walking away because loving you shouldn't mean losing myself.
You're not going to listen to my vows? That's a no.
All right, now, you got to say your vows first.
I love it.
And then you walked off. We want to chat about the smoke in a minute too, but were you so stoked when they said, all right, Dave, you're going to go first? Were you like, yes, yes, this is amazing? Or did you just find out you were going to go first when you got up there?
I found out when I got there because the producers are very lip tight. They do not, I don't know, you can't get anything out of them. We try and prod to get stuff out of them, but they don't tell you anything. So I just, I was hoping I'd be able to go first. And there you have it. Like, you know, I got to read my vows first.
And you read them. And great line, by the way. Great line. The I'm walking away because loving you shouldn't mean losing myself. And then you turn and you walk. And then it's like, you don't want to listen. You don't want to hear from me. Like, any moment in your walk away, did you just like, oh, hang on, I'm going to turn back. I can't do this.
Because she did start reading out her vows.
You know what's crazy? Like, I knew that I wasn't looking back. Like, my decision was final. That last dinner party for me changed everything because it was really a heartless display of no care. And, you know, me being painted as a villain when I was the one that had to sit through, you know, being, like, essentially talked down on to a bunch of strangers that were using Riz. It was just wild that it was turned against me at that last dinner party. So after deliberating and getting to final vows, I knew I was going to walk away and not look back. And I didn't even know she read her vows until I think later the producer was like, she read her vows out, which was shocking. Like, I would never stand there and just read my vows.
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Could you hear her? Because she seemed to be saying it. Well, I'll just read them then. I couldn't see because you walked out. And as Tom mentioned, it did look like a haunted house. You went through another room and there was smoke everywhere.
Smoke machines and stuff. Did you bring the smoke machine or was that part of
it? I did. I had to bring one from Queensland.
I reckon, Dave, look, this is my thoughts, right? I reckon she went home to Adelaide and was like, I actually like it here. My face is on the airport. You know what I mean? It's great. And then you're like, hey, we're going to move to Sydney. And she's kind of like, ever since that time, she kind of started treating you bad, and it was almost like, it's and then wild. She was like, "It's your fault. It's your like that that date, that grass is greener date was wild." Yeah. The fact that she turned that around on you, is that kind of the vibe that once you went to Adelaide, she was kind of trying to maybe treat you a little mean so that you would break up with her? Do you reckon that's the vibe?
I can't. This is the thing. I honestly do not understand any of it because I know Alyssa says she's authentic. I thought you just break it off. You just say, you know, this isn't working for me. So it was just weird that we got to Adelaide and then things changed. Not going to lie, before maths, I didn't know who she was, you know, like I was only purely there because of her as a person, you know, seeing her, you know, portrayed at the Adelaide airport. Like I didn't even know what campaign that was. You know, I just knew Alyssa from, I just knew Alyssa from meeting her on MAFS. Like I didn't care about who she was, her brand or whatever she did. Like I've in the past, I've dated girls that were big in brands or whatever. Like it doesn't matter to me. It's about the person.
Yeah.
You know, so
nice little I don't drag know there why too. She had that.
But it's not like girls to sort of twist things around and make you.
Oh, shut up, Cameron Ling. Shut up, Cameron Ling.
Okay, I'm about to walk off.
Dave, look, it was great to get to know you throughout the series. Sorry it ended the way it ended. One last question for you. Where do you get your shirts? Because you look amazing. And
I'm not going to shout out any brand, but. You know, we can talk about that privately.
Oh, my God. You wore a vest. You wore a vest in one episode, and Tom messaged me like, damn, he looks real good in that vest. You reckon I could pull that off? And I said, absolutely not. Bit of a different vibe between you and Tom, I'd say.
Same hairstyle.
Also, just super quickly, sorry, are you still single or are you looking for love?
I am I obviously officially single, so yeah, I'm open to love. Like
slide into the DMs, everybody.
I'm not getting any younger.
No,
yeah,
all right.
good. Slide in. All right. Love it.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah. You stay on the line. I do need to know where you get those shirts, but all the best in your search for love, and all the best for the reunion show coming up at the end of the week. That is going to be huge.
Yes, it's going to be massive. I can't wait for you guys to see it. There's more
to come. Thanks, mate. All right, good luck.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.